Senora Floyd's first grade classroom looks typical of any schoolroom at Heritage Elementary. Posters of shapes, colors, months, and days of the week plaster the wall in the Nibley classroom. The only difference, they all happen to be in Spanish.
Buenos días, buenos días. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? Muy bien, gracias. Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted? ¿Y usted?
The 6 and 7 year olds assemble quickly on the floor. A sea of arms peer up from the carpet, all in hopes of being picked to put today's date on the calendar. School has only been in session for a little over a month, yet the children are already familiar with the routine and expectations of their new teacher, despite the fact she has only ever spoken to them in Spanish.
They're amazing. They learn quite fast, and they're eager to learn. They're eager to repeat. They're excited about it, and that helps a great deal.
The students are enrolled in Utah's dual language immersion program. The program breaks students into two classes. The first works with an English-speaking teacher on literacy, while their peers study math, social studies, science in the target language. At half day, the students switch teachers.
The younger you are, the easier the language comes to you. They're not programmed yet totally as to different sounds. As of right now, they can make any sound that is used in any language. They don't know any differently.
Of the nearly 100 programs across the state, 6 have finally reached Cache Valley. 2 classrooms in Spanish and Portuguese and 1 in both French and Mandarin began this school year in the Logan and Cache County school districts. The program will see students through middle school. Once in high school, the students will be prepared to take college language courses. Shauna Weiniger facilitates the program for the Cache County School District.
What we're hoping to do with the dual language immersion program is we're hoping to graduate doctors, lawyers, businessmen, teachers with an added skill, speaking a language. And it's just something that can happen so very easily because their brains are wired to do it.
Greg Roberts is the dual language immersion specialist for the Utah State Office of Education. He's been heading up the program since its inception in 2008. Roberts says one of the reasons the program has been successful is because it's producing high results at a very low cost. The Utah legislature earmarked $2 million to help train teachers, create curriculums, and for resources like foreign language textbooks, which means the additional costs put to schools and districts for having the program is zero.
I did not know these kids could become so good so quickly in the target language. And I have to tell you, it's been unbelievable how well our 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders are producing this year in the target language. We have many people from around the world that actually visit our classrooms. They're just blown away by the language skills of our students.
While Robert admits the program is not for every student, he says some struggling learners do even better in the dual language immersion program. Through it all, he says the most important thing is that parents can decide whether the program is right for their child. Principal McDowell at Heritage Elementary says the community response has been overwhelming. All of the programs in the district have waiting lists, and of the first grade class at Heritage, over half the students are from out of the school's boundaries. McDowell says her biggest concern is maintaining school unity.
We don't want people to think because their child's in the dual immersion program that somehow that puts them a little bit higher than maybe the rest of our students.
McDowell is working to make the dual language immersion part of the whole school community. She says involving all the teachers and students in learning about Spanish culture is helping prevent it from becoming an elitist program. Greg Roberts again.
One of the few concerns I see across the state is there are a lot of parents that are upset, and the number one complaint is that my kid can't get into the program or it's not at my school, and you know that's the number one complaint I hear about this program is supply and demand.
Roberts says the state office only responds to the request of its school districts, so if parents want the program in their communities, they need to start talking to their school administrators.
Dinero. En español, dinero.
For UPR, I'm Beth McAvoy in Nibley.